As the contents of my remarks unfold, you'll be quick to realize that if President Tanner knew what I am going to speak about, he would not have allowed me to fill in for him. While attending a Mission Present seminar in South America just about 3 weeks ago, as I had the opportunity of associating with Mission Presidents and their wives and some missionaries, the usual question was, how is President Kimball? And when we assured them he was well and vigorous and on the move as usual, they said, give him our love when you return. Following these comments, I had one of the Mission Presidents say in an open forum where there was time to discuss people and principles and policies and purposes, tell us about President N. Eldon Tanner. On that occasion in South America, I was impressed to say, and I say it with just as much conviction tonight, probably more so than I did 3 weeks ago, President N. Eldon Tanner will go down in history as one of the greatest counselors to ever serve in the First Presidency of the Church. For more than 14 years, President Tanner has served with four different presidents of the Church: President David O. McKay, Joseph Fielding Smith, Harold B. Lee, and President Spencer W. Kimball. He will be 80 in May, and his performance today is solid and significant. As we think about the Christmas season and we have sung these songs tonight, perhaps my gift to you, all of you, would be the example of the life of President N. Eldon Tanner. Tonight I'd like to share with you some of his traits and strengths, hoping that we can apply in our daily lives these principles for our total self-improvement. First of all, I would like to speak to the trait and strength of humility as I have found it in the life of President Tanner. Very often as we meet in the upper room of the temple, the First Presidency and the Council of the Twelve and other general authorities on a once-a-month basis, President Kimball has never failed to call upon President Tanner to bear his testimony at the conclusion of our meeting. And how often I have heard him say, what am I doing here? I have so little to offer. I feel like I am the least among you. In a spirit of true humility, what am I doing here? What do I have to offer? And he'll follow it by saying, nevertheless, I pray every night and morning for God to help me do my part. And I've heard him say, all I want to do in God's kingdom is do what he wants me to do. In modestly accepting compliments, I have often heard him say, now why would anyone want to say that about me? President N. Eldon Tanner uses well the 112th section of the Doctrine and Covenants, verse 10. Be thou humble, and the Lord thy God shall lead thee by the hand and give thee answer to thy prayers. We would serve ourselves and others well if we can humbly say, I don't know why I have been called. Or if you please, I don't know why I haven't been called, if you please. But I'm going to do the best I can. Brothers and sisters, students, leaders, don't let yourselves be concerned about your limitations or lack of talents. Resolve positively with more vigor and determination tonight than ever before. I may not be much, I may not have much going for me, but in his strength, I can do all things. As I think of the life of this great man, I think humility is not a weakness. Humility is a strength. How often I have heard President Sander say, God cannot answer our prayers unless we are humble. The virtue of integrity. President N. Eldon Tanner is known by his associates in and out of the church as Mr. Integrity. A man of character, a man of quality, an advocate of self-discipline. How often we have heard him speak, not once but frequently in conference, be honest, don't be a hypocrite, be what you should be. He is a man of few words and much performance. I have never heard President N. Eldon Tanner ever make a cheap or shabby remark. I have never seen him when he wasn't a gentleman, when he wasn't the personification of integrity. My first contact with President N. Eldon Tanner was in Canada more than 20 years. We had called a mutual meeting for 7 p.m. for the stake presidents in that area, a 30-minute meeting prior to the meeting of all the others, to just meet with a stake president. I remember well that night when 7 p.m. arrived. Two of us were there. I was there and a man I had never met before, a President Tanner. And as I looked at my watch and it was 7, I will never forget the remark and the lesson that I learned. I said to this man that I had never met before in my life, President Tanner, what do you suggest we do? He looked at me and he said, you're here, I'm here, it's 7 o'clock, let's start. What do you do, students, when it is starting time? Are you there? Do you say, let's wait, I'm sure others will be along shortly? What kind of a job do you do in leading, especially yourself? Do you respect starting times, even appointments with our Heavenly Father? I share this lesson that I learned from someone, never knowing where he would be 15 or 20 years later, but I am grateful for that lesson. You're here. I'm here, it's 7 p.m., let's start. Another great character strength of President Tanner is that he is a friend. To member and non-member alike, a friend in the fullest sense of the word, he is a lifter, a builder, a leader. He is comfortable in any type of a setting. I have never seen him when he didn't fit and when he didn't make other people, no matter what the circumstances, feel welcome and happy to be in his company. President Tanner is willing to take you and take me from where we are and help us from that point. Another great lesson shared by his secretary, LaRue Neff. She said that on occasions, President Tanner has said to her, in my office, in the church office building, I like to maintain such an atmosphere that those who come to call will go out feeling better than they did when they came in. You and I could well resolve to lift our associates under all circumstances. In this day and age, we too need to resist the temptation or the practice of cutting people down, even if you think they deserve it. I have never seen, I have never heard President Tanner cut anyone down. How often I have heard him say when someone has fallen or disappointed, let's see what we can do to help him. I will not soon forget, I think it was about this time last year, my phone rang. President Tanner was on the line and he said, speaking of friends, wherever, whenever, however, he said, I have a letter here this morning from one of the inmates at the Utah State Prison. He wants to talk to me about something. Do you think you could arrange with the warden for me to talk with this inmate on the phone? I don't think I'm going to have time to go and see him. Do you think you could arrange that? And I said, President Tanner, I think I can. I have a few connections, and the Utah State Prison is one of them. I've spent a lot of time there as a visitor. And by talking to Warden Smith, we arranged for this man to come out of maximum security and have the use of a telephone to talk to a President Tanner who had time for him. I don't know what they talked about. I just made the appointment. I share the instant with you to let you know that's the kind of a man N. Eldon Tanner is, a friend, regardless of where we are or what we have done. I'm thinking of a recent experience we had with a missionary in a missionary conference. I think it can tie in well to the attitude and the strength of President Tanner. We had approximately 75 missionaries in for a meeting. And we took the time to give opportunity for testimony bearing. I only remember one testimony very well. One young man stood up among his peers. He grabbed hold of the front of the pew. I thought he was going to pull it out. He was so nervous. Cleared his throat and said, I almost didn't go on a mission. One night I said to my dad, I don't know about this Joseph Smith business. I'm not even sure about this Spencer W. Kimball. I'm not even sure I want to go. We all turned around and looked at him and wondered what was going to happen next. He said, when I said that to my father got up from where he was seated. He turned on the light. He walked over and turned off television. He smashed out his cigarette. He put down his can of beer. And he said, son, you know I don't do much about this church. You know I'm inactive, but I want you to know that I know Joseph Smith's a prophet of God. And I know that Spencer W. Kimball's a prophet. And the boy said, I love my dad. That made me want to go on a mission because I knew my dad would never be able to go. And I have double duty to do. I've got to do a mission for myself and one for my dad. How easy it would have been for him to say, what chance do I have with a father who is completely inactive and gives no support? I think of President N. Eldon Tanner when I think of that kind of a situation. How many boys, how many girls he has helped to have their priorities and their thinking straight so that family conditions and environment do not divert their way. I'd like to say a word or two about this great man as it relates to vision and vigor. A tireless, dedicated leader. Early and late, he is about his Father's business. I say without reservation, I have never met a man who has greater judgment and superior wisdom to his. In an honor banquet in Salt Lake City last Thursday evening, recognizing the lives and the performances of Jay Willard and Alice Marriott, for whom this building we meet in tonight is named, President Tanner said, in paying one of the tributes to this great member and friend of the church, "It is not because of the money the Marriotts have made or the great number of hotels they built that we respect and admire them. It is because of the kind of lives they live. They have adopted," continuing to quote President Tanner, "they have adopted the code, 'Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you,' and have lived it continually," and concluded by saying, "The church has benefited greatly by them in the building of temples, chapels, buildings, and other things, and assisting worldwide in the great missionary effort." Could we as students, as we pursue proper priorities, with vision and vigor recall President N. Elder Tanner's comment that I have heard him say when there have been mighty decisions, mighty responsibilities to perform, all we have to do is what is right? Thank the Lord that he believes in doing that which is right rather than that which is only expedient. A great husband, a wonderful father, and a worthy son. His loyal and supportive wife is his sweetheart and companion. All you have to do is be around President and Sister Tanner to see that they enjoy being with each other. She is his greatest advocate. I heard one of their daughters say recently, "All through Daddy's life, he has found time for us and has always made us feel important." President Tanner often gives thanks to a father and mother who taught him to work and to have lofty goals. He said, "My father taught me the virtue of dependability." May I share with you a teaching experience that President Tanner had with his daughter and one of her girlfriends? President Tanner said, "Let me relate a little story that I have told all over the church. My daughter and her girlfriend were at our house, and they were going to a party. Then two young men came and called for them. I sat and talked to the four of them. I love young people. I was talking to them about different things. And just before they were ready to leave, the four of them, I said, 'Now have a good time, kids.' But just as they were going out of the door, I stepped over to my daughter and said, 'Now behave yourself.' And the daughter said, 'Well, Dad, make up your mind.'" I trust there's some of you that wondered if that would ever be possible, but it is. Continuing, President Tanner said, "Then I said to those young people, so they could all hear me, 'Have a good time, kids. The best time you'll ever have in your lives. But the kind of time that tomorrow, next week, a month from now, or a year from now, or 10 years from now, you can look back on tonight and say, I had a good time and have nothing to regret or to be sorry about. He said, I think they went out and had a good time. I wish we could learn that great lesson. How will you and I feel about today's conduct tomorrow? Give God the joy of loving you at your best. President Tanner has been selfless in service. In responding to the tribute paid to President Tanner and others last evening, Brother J. Willard Marriott said, in responding to the tributes he received, President Tanner, you are a prime example of what a true Latter-day Saint can do for his church. When you came to Salt Lake City from Canada as a general authority, you built a new home. Before the paint was dry, you were called to serve a mission in Europe. Your service to the church has always been outstanding. President Tanner has always taken the time to serve in the community, or in the home, or in the church, whether it has been convenient or not. He was elected to the Alberta, Canada provincial government and was named Speaker of the House. He then served in the provincial cabinet as head of the Department of Lands and Mines, one of the most important positions in Canadian government. In church and community businesses, his skill and wisdom continue to benefit millions. Truly, a man among men. As I read some of the well-known lines to you now, would you please note how well they meet the philosophy and the creed of President Tanner? Also, how all of us beginning today can apply the truths and the challenges shared. Whenever I hear these words spoken or sung, I think of President N. Eldon Tanner. Have I done any good in the world today? Have I helped anyone in need? Have I cheered up the sad and made someone feel glad? If not, I have failed indeed. Has anyone's burden been lighter today because I was willing to share? Have the sick and the weary been helped on their way? When they needed my help, was I there? There are chances for work all around just now. Opportunities right in our way. Don't let them pass by, saying, sometime I'll try. But go and do something today. 'Tis noble of man to work and to give. Love's labor has merit alone. Only he who does something is worthy to live. The world has no use for the drone. Then wake up and do something more than dream of your mansion above. Doing good is a pleasure, a joy beyond measure, a blessing of duty and love. President Tanner is a Christian gentleman, a courteous, kind, and capable prophet of God, a special witness of the Savior Jesus Christ, a man who rightly sits on the right-hand side of the prophet Spencer W. Kimball, a man whose declaration, I know President Spencer W. Kimball is a prophet of God, carries profound significance because who among earthly men knows the prophet better. I thank my Heavenly Father for the life and the example of President N. Eldon Tanner. I pray that all of us will try to incorporate the wonderful traits he exemplifies for us in his life. I would like you, brothers and sisters, to know that I love this great man with all my heart. I sustain and I support him. I promise you success and happiness in life, each one of you, everyone within the sound of my voice, may I repeat, I promise you success and happiness in life if you will follow his example. I leave you my testimony that these are the things that are important in life. These are the examples that are worthy. These are the gifts at Christmas time. These are the gifts that are eternal. If I know President Tanner, the next few weeks will be spent visiting those who are not expecting him. Maybe people like those who study under different conditions and with different challenges than you, even those at American Fork. Those who have challenges, mentally and physically. I have an idea that there's going to be people at the Utah State Prison who will hear from him. I'm sure he would encourage us at this Christmas time to make it a point to be friendly with an unfriendly neighbor. And I can hear him say the only unfriendly neighbors we have are those that we don't know very well. I think that we will find him going to the hospital. I think we will find him writing letters to missionaries who do not have parents. I think we'll find him calling on those who are widows, those who have had tragedy come. These are the visits. These are the measures of greatness. And we find them in this wonderful man. Again, let me thank you for the opportunity of being with you. I leave you my witness at this time of the year that Jesus is the Christ and that God lives and he knows you and he wants to hear from you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.